A giant new government report says climate change is already hurting communities in the U.S. It was supposed to be published in December. The White House instead chose to publish it today, Black Friday, despite opposition from many scientists. In a few minutes, we'll hear from one of the scientists who contributed to the report. First, NPR's Rebecca Hersher explains wildfires, floods, droughts, and air pollution are all worse because of global warming, and yet scientists say there's hope.
The story of this climate change report actually starts almost 30 years ago.
This White House conference on global climate change was expected to begin about 15 minutes ago.
It's halfway through the first Bush administration.
George Bush, President of the United States.
When Bush takes the stage here, it's April, and the White House is feeling the heat, so to speak, on global warming. A United Nations panel had just published its first report ever saying that humans are causing global warming, and it seemed to demand action of some kind.
And that's why I've asked Congress, our Congress, to approve a 60% increase in our budget for the Global Change Research Program.
And a few months later, Bush signs a law that requires that research program to publish national climate assessments every 4 years. They have to explain the latest science and, equally important, lay out the effects of climate change in the U.S. in a way that's accessible, easy to understand. That's what this new report is, the fourth national climate assessment. Andrew Light is one of the editors, and he says it's a big deal.
This is the most comprehensive report that any single country has done on future impacts of climate change.
The big takeaway is that climate change is already hurting Americans, has been for a long time.
The thing that everyone is thinking about right now, obviously, is forest fires.
The report says that mega fires are getting more frequent, in part because of climate change. The number of acres burned each year in the U.S. has increased in the last two decades and will continue to go up as it gets hotter. Plus, other extreme weather, more intense hurricanes, longer droughts, more extreme rain, rising sea levels, more air pollution. There is some good news. Parts of the U.S. are already doing things to mitigate and adapt to climate change, trying to reduce emissions, conserve water, change farming practices, elevate buildings.
The real leading edge of action in the United States now to deal with climate change is at the non-federal level. It's states, it's cities, it's businesses.
He says non-federal because the Trump administration has systematically started reversing climate change policies. Fuel standards for cars and trucks, emissions from power plants, U.S. membership in the Paris Climate Accord. But the report has one other hopeful tidbit. It's late, but it's not too late to limit the effects of climate change. Light says he hopes the National Climate Assessment will be a wake-up call for Americans, regardless of politics.
It's no longer the case that we sort of think about this as impacts that are far off in the future. It might be your grandkids or your great-grandkids that you may or may not meet someday that are you got to worry about. You got to worry about yourself. You got to worry about your family right now, right in front of you.
Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.